From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has warned Russia to get ready because American missiles will be coming as the U.S. prepares a response to a suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria that left 40 dead and sickened hundreds. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The president has not laid out a timetable, and he has a number of other options as well. And we're considering all of those options and a number of different timetables of what any action we may or may not take would look like.
Both Syria and Russia have denied any involvement in Saturday's attack on Douma, but British Prime Minister Theresa May remains skeptical.
All the indications are that the Syrian regime was responsible, and we'll be working with our closest allies to consider how we can ensure that those responsible are held to account.
Reuters, citing two U.S. government sources, said the U.S. still does not have 100% certainty what nerve agent was used and where it came from. But they said there is evidence it was deployed by helicopter. In Moscow, Russia's liberal Democratic Party leader Vladimir Zhirinovsky said if President Trump wants to test his weapons, we'll be forced to protect Syria. He said he believes most U.S. missiles would be destroyed by a Russian S-400 air defense system. Ethiopia's new Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed pledged Wednesday to address the grievances of his native Oromia region. Speaking in the town of Ambo, scene of violent clashes with security forces, the former army officer admitted many unanswered demands of young people, including unemployment. The violence sparked by a government land-grabbing scheme turned into a human political rights struggle that left hundreds dead. This is VOA News. In Algeria, nearly 260 people, including Western Sahara refugees, were killed in Wednesday's plane crash near Algiers. Witnesses claim they saw a wing catch fire after the plane took off. Many of the victims were military personnel as well as members of the Polisario Front fighting for independence in Western Sahara. The aircraft heading for Tindouf on the border with Western Sahara was a Russian-made military transport. It was Algeria's worst air disaster. Thousands of South Africans paid tribute to the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela Wednesday. The estranged wife of the late president and anti-apartheid leader Nelson Mandela at a memorial service in Soweto. Among those present, her grandson, Bambatha Mandela.
We have lost an extraordinary woman in Mami, a mother, a soldier, an icon. Your support is overwhelming and very much appreciated.
A controversial figure who was convicted of kidnapping and assault of a 14-year-old in 1991 and handed a suspended sentence, Winnie Madikizela Mandela died last week at age 81. UN war crimes judges imposed a 10-year prison term on Serbian nationalist Vojislav Šešelj, thus overturning an earlier acquittal on charges of persecution, deportation, and inhuman acts during the Balkans War of the 1990s. But the former close associate of then-Serb leader Slobodan Milosevic remains a free man after having served 12 years in detention, and the judges ruled that his time had already been served. Pope Francis Wednesday admitted he made grave mistakes in the way he handled a sex abuse scandal in Chile. In a letter to the country's bishops, Francis said he would summon them to the Vatican to discuss the investigation into an alleged cover-up by Bishop Juan Barros involving abuse committed by priest Fernando Caradima during the 1980s and 90s. The Pope expressed shame and pain for the suffering of the victims and promised to meet with them. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, citing family priorities, announced Wednesday he'll not seek re-election in November and leave his post in January 2019.
The truth is, it's easy for it to take over everything in your life, and you can't just let that happen, because there are other things in life that can be fleeting as well.
Ryan, a Wisconsin Republican and 2012 vice presidential nominee, has served 20 years in Congress. He said the decision was personal, not wanting to see his children grow up with only a weekend dad. The governor of California said he'll accept federal funding to dispatch hundreds of National Guard troops to the Mexican border, but will limit the mission to cross-border crime, not immigration enforcement. Texas Tuesday said it would send 1,000 troops, Arizona 225. In response to President Trump's call for up to 4,000 soldiers to bolster efforts to stem the flow of illicit drugs and illegal immigrants crossing the border. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.